Blog Talk Radio
presents a Plonio Show. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. We've got a great guest. I cannot wait to talk to him. Before we start, let's say thank you again to Tana Douglas, who joined us on the 18th, and she was the first female rock and roll roadie. So we did part one. We're going to do part two. We had a few technical difficulties, so we're going to do another night in June and have her back and finish talking about her book. But tonight, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I am so excited. We have with us Mr. Bo Donaldson from Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. How are you, sir? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. Bo, can I tell you that your band made me want to sing? I mean, it made me know that I could sing, I guess, at the time. I mean, it just, we sang Billy Don't Be a Hero, I can't even tell you, a million times. We even acted it out and everything. We were like, when MTV came out, we're like, can you believe we were doing MTV back then? But this is truly an honor, sir. Thank you so much. I mean, you guys, you taught me vibrato and just that nice little hook and everything. I mean, it's just so crazy that the song was done in the UK and was a hit there, but you guys did it so much better. I love your version. I do. I love your version. I do. I love it. I love it. I really do. And I was enjoying myself listening to some of your what album is that from on YouTube? The 70s hits I think you have on there. It's a mix of everything, right? You've got some originals, of course, and then a couple of covers in there. What is that album on YouTube?
Well, we have a couple. We actually have absolutely the best of the 70s and
That's the kids of the 70s. Yeah, either one of those, but a great selection. I mean, the songs of that time, you know, people say they were corny, but no, they weren't. I mean, they were great. I mean, they were great. I was a little disgusted when I was reading up a little bit, and they said that Billy Don't Be a Hero was marked as one of the 10 worst songs in the 70s on Rolling Stone magazine. It's like, who the hell, who did that compilation there? Come on. You obviously didn't live during that time to appreciate the song, in my opinion, if you had the nerve to say that. So,
well,
anyway.
We're getting ready to get it certified platinum. So, apparently,
yeah.
A platinum means, you know, a lot. At the time, it sold 3.5 million.
Right.
And that's before they had the rating for platinum. So, you know. A lot of people liked it. So.
I know. That's what I'm like. Who at Rolling Stone said it was considered 10 worst songs of the 70s? I mean, obviously it was some, like I said, someone that didn't live through the song to appreciate it. And even now, I guess people that haven't heard it, you know, appreciate it. So
it's rated one of the highest songs of the 70s. And
I know that.
For the year of 1974, it's rated like number 15 for the year, I believe.
Yeah,
it beat out Band on the Run.
No, oh, wow, you beat out Band, Paul McCartney, wow. I mean, but you know, Paper Lace did it first, and when you compare the two, yours is just so much better. So tell me about how you guys all got together. I know you're from Cincinnati, Ohio. You were a young guy, musician. Tell us how you put the band together.
Well, I was in high school, and mm-hmm. I was actually in summer school before freshman year, and I was actually asked to join a band that was called the Playboys.
Oh.
I joined that band, and it didn't last long. Mm-hmm. After the Playboys fell apart, I asked the original bass player, Corky Pickering, to start the band with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked the name the Haywoods. So we formed the Haywoods with three other guys.
Yeah.
And that's how we started. And
now the Haywoods, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but the Haywoods, yeah. None of you are named Haywood. Tell us the story how you got that name. I know the story, but tell everybody else the story.
I laughed because I had to clarify it with Corky recently. We're still friends. And he was looking in the back of a Rolling Stones album, mm-hmm. one of the first mm-hmm. albums, and mm-hmm. he found an album that had one of the songs was written by a gentleman named Haywood. I mean,
yeah.
He says we could have named one of the other two writers he mentioned, and we could have been named after, but he picked Haywoods.
It could have been Bo Donaldson and the Sadakas. I mean, you know, any songwriter, you know. But
because
yeah,
originally we played a lot of early Rolling Stone songs when we first started out. That I unknowingly they were actually the early Chicago blues songs that he did.
Mm-hmm.
They were Chuck Berry songs like Around and Around. Can I Get a Witness? And mm-hmm. they were all the early cover tunes they did on the first album that
right.
I didn't know as being a youngster that we started playing. And
right.
It turned out to be like Chuck Berry and that type of thing.
Now, since you guys were doing the heavier covers, did you have a problem with such a poppy song? Or you said, no, this is a hit. We don't care. We're doing it.
I always played top 40 music.
Yeah.
Growing up, and mostly being in Cincinnati, it was a combination of listening to the radio station WSAI in
mm-hmm.
Cincinnati. So
mm-hmm.
WSAI would play a lot of the Stax records. So
mm-hmm.
Sam and Dave, Stax,
yeah.
and whatever was being played on the top 40, so Motown.
Right.
Remember
I had top 40? Remember top 40?
Yeah, top 40 AM.
A mix
so
of
I
everything.
Had an older brother that,
yeah.
that would be listening to radio, so I had a lot of Motown, a lot
mix.
Of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Even you know, past 10 years, I've been doing some shows in Jackson, Mississippi that were called Caravan of Stars, and
oh,
they
yeah.
would have like 10, 12 acts on it, and I'd be playing with Billy J. Royal and a lot of guys from the 60s, and
yeah,
they
yeah.
look at me, and they go to the promoter and go like, how's this kid know all this stuff? And he go, well, you got to remember, like, you know, his mom was his manager and worked with Dick Clark, and his kid started like when he was 14, and like he mm. knows like all this stuff.
Right.
And they were just shocked that I would know all of them and know all their music, like, you know, and Roy Head, I mean, Treat Her Right, all these great songs. I mean,
and that's a great song, yeah.
I was exposed to all this music at such a young age. And
right.
I listened to Top 40. It was like somebody would always say to me, like, who's your favorite artist? And I was like, really didn't have a favorite artist. It's like favorite songs, like, you know.
Yeah.
Name a bunch of songs I love.
Right. It was like, I love them all. I just like.
Yeah.
That's what today, top 40 doesn't exist anymore. There's no selection. Every station now, I don't know about out in Cincinnati or out in L.A., but here over in New York, you know, you've got the one station playing what the kids are listening to now. And then to get what we want to hear, the old stuff, the great stuff, we got to get serious. You know, you can't find this stuff anymore.
I know that.
You know, it's like it's horrible. And they don't have a variety of music anymore. Like when we were growing up, you had Top 40. You could hear everything.
I heard that too, that like, you know, I grew up in Cincinnati, but I heard somebody say, like, in California, you used to be able to go to the beach and just walk along the beach and everybody would have, like, KHJ on, and you could hear it coming from all the kids' little transistors. They all be listening to one station, and they all be hearing the same music. And like you said, that doesn't exist today, you know.
No.
All disjointed.
Right. Yeah. We had such a wide variety of tastes and styles, and I think that's why we love music so much. I know that's why I love music so much. I mean, growing up, you know, I mean, in my house too, we were listening to my brother was listening to doo-wop and the oldies with Cousin Brucey.
Yeah.
And then I would go listen. My older sister would be listening to the other stuff. My brother would be listening to the other stuff. And, you know, and then you had radio with that played everything. And, but when I heard you guys, I mean, just the voice, something about that voice just permeated me. And it didn't even matter what the lyrics were. It was that vocal. And for me, that was
Michael Gibbons. Michael Gibbons and I, we were together about 18 years, and Michael had a voice. He'd go in the studio, and he would record a song once, and that would be it.
Wow.
He just had that voice. I mean, we started working together, and, you know, we started recording in studios in Cincinnati, and we would record just all sorts of things. I mean, we took a song off the first Blood, Sweat, and Tears album called My Days Are Numbered, and we did that. We just had various songs we would just do in Cincinnati, and we just got signed to we were out on tour, actually, with the Osmonds. Dick Clark said, well, the first tour we did, actually, we were supposed to go out with the group, the Banana Splits.
Oh, God.
I don't remember them.
Yes. No. Yep.
Well, that didn't happen. So we did some shows with a gentleman who was a dancer in New York, but his dad used to the girls that did the dancing in New York. That did
the go-go dancers?
They were the
Rockettes.
The Rockettes. His dad used to like choreograph the Rockettes. His name was Ted LaPlatte. So he came in town and rehearsed with us, and we went out on tour and did some shows with Ted, and people loved him because he's such a great dancer and put on a great show. So we came back, and then we went on tour with Parvier and the Raiders.
Hmm.
And we did some dates with Paul, and he was quite funny. Then we came back, and then we were lucky to do some dates with the Rascals.
Mm.
And that was just tremendous. I mean, oh, Felix and Eddie, Dino.
You just answered part of my question. I was going to say, what did it feel like to see your face and like Tiger Beat and all that? But you just had an amazing experience playing with all those guys that you listened to on the radio. So it must have been like, wow, you know?
Oh, man. I used to stand on the side of stage every night and watch their drummer, Dino Danelli. Spin those sticks and play. He was a great drummer, man. He was just, they were such a great band.
Yeah.
Four piece.
Yep.
They were one of the best American bands, the Rascals. The sound was good out.
I had one of the Brugattis on. I don't remember which one, but I had one of them on the show. They're close by. They're originally from Garfield, and I'm from this area, so it was great talking to them. So now I wanted to ask you about now when you toured with the Osmonds. Are you still in touch with them or no?
Actually, with Jay, Oddly enough, talked to Jay quite a bit, and
I've been trying to get Alan on for a while. I'm friends with him on Facebook. He said he's working on a project, and when he's done, he'll come on. But I don't know. But anyway, yeah, no, that's really cool that you still hang out with him. Have you ever gone to see Donnie's show over in Vegas, or no? You really don't
no.
get that way.
No, I haven't been to Vegas in a bit.
Yeah, I figured that. You know, everybody doesn't just fly to Vegas, with, you know, for no reason. You know, there's
we
a
go
reason
up there
sometimes.
To see friends. I mean, went up there and saw the Stones one last time they were in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have to share something with you, too. Now, before I started doing this show, I used to wonder, I had no idea why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was in Ohio. And since I've been doing this show, everybody from the 60s were from Ohio in the industry. It just makes sense. And I didn't know you were from Ohio either until tonight. So... You know, it's just crazy.
Ohio has a lot of...
I know. What is in the water there that there's so many great musicians came out of there?
You know, it's just amazing. We either played football or we played music. That was the two choices. I don't know. Even if it's from Cincinnati. I mean, Isley Brothers, Bootsy Collins.
Yeah.
Pure Prairie League. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, while everybody was listening to Billy Don't Be a Hero, which I was too, I was a flipper. So when I got a 45, I listened to both sides. And for me, Billy Don't Be a Hero, I loved, but one of my favorites of yours is Don't Ever Look Back. And I just loved that one so much. And no, and I wanted to ask you, have you ever sang a lead on any of these or just backing vocals?
Well, you know, on the third album we did farther on Capitol Records, I did record C'est La Vie, You Never Can Tell by Chuck Berry. So I did do that. And I do that a lot of our shows. I sing that song.
Yeah. Well, when I was growing up, I thought you were the lead singer.
A lot of people do.
Yes, I did. I did. I was like, wow, you know, and then to find out it wasn't you, but I mean, it was your band. And now you guys still play together on occasion, or are you touring? What's going on with that?
Well, next year is the 50th anniversary of Billy Don't Be a Hero. And,
no, you got to, oh God, you got to come back. You got to come back.
Working on putting a show together, and we'll see.
God, 50 years old. All the music we listen to is 50 years old. It makes you feel so old right now. For me, I know. It's like all the music we love is 50 years old now. It's like, my God.
I'm putting a 70s show together with some of my friends. And some,
nice.
Some of the artists from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And I got commitments from about three of my friends, and there's a couple more I need to contact, and it's going to be an all-star show.
Nice, nice. And, now, who's going to be doing vocals since Mike and Rick are no longer with us?
Yeah, I see you know that. That was kind of all of a sudden on both of them.
Oh, I bet.
And a shock.
Yeah.
The gentleman that's been singing with me, like on the songs that you heard, is called Kyle Vincent. He's been singing with me for over 10 plus years.
Oh my God, I know him. Oh, somebody's been trying to get him on the show for a long time, and I'm like, Kyle Vincent, and I couldn't think, and then I got tied up and never went back. He's very good. Yeah, he's very good.
We did a show out here. 2001 for Rhino Records and at Santa Monica Civic, and Gordon Pagoda, who wrote the liner notes for the Best of the Bo Dallas and the Haywood CD, came out in the crowd, and we had him come up and actually sing part of one of our songs, and somebody gave me a cassette where he was singing one of our songs in a studio, and he just loved our music and loved 70s music and just with a natural fit for what we do.
Right, right. Now this show that you're doing next year, where will that be held? Anywhere on the East Coast, West Coast, Midwest? We don't know yet.
Going to have some discussions with a couple agents, and we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll be in East Coast.
Yeah, I'd love to see you on one of those Happy Together tours or something, because I never got to see you. I never got to see you guys when I was growing up. I didn't attend a concert till much later. I mean, you know, I didn't get to see you. I was a radio fan for a lot of musicians at the time and bands, and you know, and like you, I loved every song and listened and oh boy, but
well,
what a journey!
I would love to be on that. That show, but maybe time will tell.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, that's I'm gonna actually miss the one that's gonna be here in Jersey. I have to be in Arizona for that, so I'm disappointed because I've been waiting for that tour to come here for so long. But
what are you
in
Arizona for?
Believe it or not, my sister's getting married.
Ah.
Yeah, we're heading out to Lachlan. She's getting married in Lachlan, and then we're going to do the other things. I've been there before, but, yeah. Why, you love Arizona?
We probably going to be doing some shows in Arizona.
When?
That's one of the gentlemen I need to talk to.
Please tell me June. Please tell me June. I don't think it'll
probably,
be when I'm there.
Probably not that soon, but
yeah, no.
I know, I would definitely let you know.
No, please, please do. Speaking of June, you got a birthday coming up. Nice, nice.
Oh,
happy geez. Early birthday. What are we doing for
Thank
our birthday?
You.
Any plans yet?
No, just finishing remodeling the new home.
Oh,
Try
yeah.
To get
oh,
into it.
Yeah, that's right. You told me you moved into the new home. Well, I would love to share with everyone who doesn't flip the 45 the song that I just absolutely loved. And again, it was just the vocals. Something. The lyrics didn't matter to me, even though this song, the lyrics were great as well. They touched me. But the vocals on, just the vocals just drew me into you guys.
It's the writers that actually wrote the Grassroots songs.
I wanted to say that to you. I'm hearing a
Michael
little flair
Price
there.
Michael Price and Daniel Walsh are the writers of the Grassroots. And I actually called one of them up because I wanted to meet him. And we still haven't met yet. And we were talking. And he said, you know, I don't understand why your producer, Steve Barry, didn't keep that for a single record.
Right.
And I said, well, you know, I track all the streaming of these songs. And I have to tell you, it's one of our top 10 songs for streaming today. The B-side.
I love it.
Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Yep. I love it. And it's got, believe it or not, it's got Temptation Eyes flair to the music, to me. That's what I feel.
Maybe
a little bit.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't. No, just the intro. That's it. The rest of it, no. Just the intro reminds me of Temptation Eyes. Just the hair. So I definitely get the Grassroots feel in it. So I could see the writing there. I could definitely see the writing behind that song. So, but the rest of it, no, I don't get it. Just the intro, I'm feeling a little bit of that. But I don't care. I love that song. Temptation Eyes, I love too. So that's one of my favorite Grassroots songs. I love singing that one. You kidding me?
Really?
Yes. But I would love to play the B-side for everybody so they can hear it, if that's okay.
Great.
Excellent, guys. This is the flip side of Billy Don't Be a Hero. If you are in a flipper of a 45 or an album, do it sometime. Don't just buy a record. Well, listen to me like I'm 1970-something. Just don't buy a record. Just don't buy a record for the hit song. Listen to the whole damn thing. You never know what you're going to hear because things are filler. Nothing's a filler. Don't ever look back. Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. Enjoy. Thank you.
but nothing good lasts forever. So don't cry, it's useless to pretend. It's time to break the chains, go all separate ways. So turn around and leave me and make it easy. Hey, don't ever look back, cause yesterday's behind you. Girl, don't ever look back, cause someone wants to find you. Run to him. Oh, yeah. We almost made it together, almost made it till the end of time. But nothing good lasts forever, and it's so, so hard to say goodbye. You know the longest trip starts with just one step, and if you never take it, you'll never make it. Hey, don't ever look back, cause yesterday's behind you. Girl, don't ever look back, cause someone wants to find you. Run to him. You've got sunshine, you've got flowers, and the wind that's in your hair. It's a long, long road before you. With every step, there is a tear. But when the wind gets you down, you just can't turn around. Oh, no. Hey, don't ever look back, cause yesterday's behind you.
Oh, man, there I am. I'm so sorry. I had my voice. Guess what? I couldn't help my music Tourette's. I hope you didn't hear me. I'm so sorry. I thought my volume was down. Oh, man. Oh, just great memories. And you know what I love about these songs? They're in and out. Hit and run. Hit and run. Two minutes and 45 seconds tells you the story, and you're loving every second of it. I mean, just great stuff. Oh, man. Who wrote that one?
Well, like I said, it was Daniel Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, right,
Michael
from
Price.
The Grassroots.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I just enjoyed myself. Sorry.
Great writers.
Yes.
No, they write hits.
Yeah, Grassroots were great. I still love them too to this day. So, but oh man. Oh geez. So now when was the last time you guys were out, and where were you at?
We did what's called a coach house down at San Juan Capistrano,
okay,
California.
Mm-hmm.
It's south of Los Angeles.
And oh, God, what was I going to ask you? Oh, geez. When you play, you guys do, well, you don't do other bands like we were talking about.
Yeah.
The Flower
yeah.
Power tour or whatever, or is it just you guys playing? Or do you have other acts playing with you?
That one was just us, but we do a lot of dates with other acts. You probably heard the song Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
Yep.
I'm very good friends with Elliot Laurie from The Looking Glass.
Oh, they were great, too.
Elliot does shows with us. You probably know of Magnet and Steel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, you guys was kind of great. What a fun night that must be. Oh,
that's,
man.
That's Walter Egan.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
You know Smoke from a Distant Fire?
Do I know Smoke from a Distant Fire? Well, your eyes got a mist from the smoke from a distant fine. Of course, who doesn't know that? If they don't, they're not American. Sorry.
Johnny Townsend's now my piano player.
Oh, cool.
And his saxophonist, Otis Hale, is now my saxophonist.
Wow, wow. Let me ask you, what happened with the country? I know you guys like kind of went to the left and tried country music. What happened? What happened with that?
It's My Love.
Oh, really?
Well, in Cincinnati, there was a show called Midwestern Hayride, which was kind of like you have Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. This was like Grand Ole Opry. And
parents
used to watch it every weekend. And they would have live shows. And I was raised on that.
So
I had that from my parents, and then I had the AM radio going. So I had a combination of both. So I have this love of country music at my soul. In fact, I don't know. Are you familiar with the name Graham Parsons?
Yeah.
Walter Egan wrote a song for Graham Parsons.
Which one?
That Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris did, called Hearts on Fire.
All right.
He wrote Hearts
on
Fire, and it's one of the songs we do in the show.
Nice.
So,
now,
you know, we do a variety of things.
Yeah, I know. Well, based off of your 70s, the albums that you put out and that are on YouTube, folks, if you want to catch it, I mean, just great stuff on there. Sad Eyes by Robert John. I think I said somebody Sebastian when we first talked. I was so tongue-tied talking to you when we first spoke. I didn't tell you this, Bo. When I started this show 3+ years ago, I wanted you on my show so bad. I wanted you to be my first guest. Is that crazy that I'm so obsessed with you? Your band had such an impact on me musically. It's so crazy.
And I'm going to give you a trivia question. Do you know what ties these four songs together? Beach Baby, United We Stand, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes, and My Baby Loves Lovin'.
Oh, and I love all of them. I want to say it's Ron Dante, but it's not. Oh, man.
It's actually a trivia question.
Oh, my God. What do they have in common? Well, now that you mention all four.
There's four different bands, but
they all sound the same now that you say that. And it's got to be the same artist or what? I give up.
Not the same artist. It's four different bands. Edison Lighthouse. First Class.
Right, but the same vocalist. Is it the same vocalist?
Yes, it is.
That's what I thought, and I just don't know who the hell it is.
The gentleman I brought over here to the United States for the first time, and he comes over as a guest for us. He also sang with Elton John on Tiny Dancer.
Really? What's his name? Why don't I know his name?
Nobody in America knows him. But on TikTok, Love Grows was huge this past year.
I love that song. You kidding me? That's another great one. We had some great stuff. We had great stuff growing up. Those were great pop hits. My God, such a memory. And I call it the soundtrack of my life, these songs.
And he was the first to sing Billy. He sang the demo for Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Really?
Yes, we did this huge festival in Cincinnati in front of 35,000 people, and he was on it with us. We were coming back in a limo, and he started singing it. I said, "How do you know this?" And he's singing the harmonies. He said, "I was the first person to sing this song."
Wow.
His name is Tony Burrows.
I'm looking it up.
He sings with us, too.
Nice. Well, you know what? If he ever wants to come and hang out and listen to some music with me, I'd love that. Oh, man.
He's in England.
Yeah, because we get people calling from England and Ireland all the time here. I've had everywhere, Germany, everything. You kidding me? I've had everything. But, oh, my God, all great songs, by the way. And that's what I said. Now that you put them all together, when you mentioned all four, they all sound the same. But vocally, and I was trying, I just didn't know his name. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but all great tunes, all great tunes. My God, my God. But, oh, man. Bo, what I was saying before, if you guys go to YouTube or where can anybody buy any of the old stuff? I mean, CDs, do you have a website or anything?
Yeah, I actually have, you know, we had three albums. The first album was Special Someone.
Mm-hmm.
The second was the Billy Don't Be Hero, the White Album. And the third one was Farther On. And then we have the Best of Bo Donaldson and Haywoods. And then we got the two new ones, absolutely the Best of the 70s and the Classic. I have a P.O. Box 3686 at Palos Verdes Peninsula in California, 90274. You can either send me money order check for $25, and I'll send you a CD. If I take PayPal, Venmo. If you don't want a CD, Geffen Records came out with a downloadable The Best of the ABC Recordings,
mm-hmm.
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, just 3 years ago, so you can download the ABC Recordings.
Well, don't get mad at me. I'm going to yell at you right now. You need to get this stuff up. Get a website. My goodness.
You know, I had a gentleman tell me I don't need it. I do have a website. It's pretty antiquated. I need to update it.
Yeah, sell this out of your website.
It's BoDonaldson.net.
Mm-hmm.
It does exist. I do have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
The girl that was in charge of it died, and somebody, without me knowing it, took over it. I mean, you can leave.
Oh, really?
I'm not the administrator of it, but you could leave messages.
Yeah.
You know, you can see something on it. You can send me messages on it, and I'll get it. But, you know, you can contact me through the P.O. box.
Right. And do you autograph anything that anybody orders?
Yeah,
or?
Of course.
Nice. Give me that zip code. I didn't get the zip. I want to let everybody know where they could get it.
90274.
90274, and that's Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, P.O. Box 3683, Palos Verdes Peninsula, 3686.
And you said you had some other songs picked out. What else you got picked out?
I do. Well, that's what I was getting to. The 70s album that I went to, the two 70s albums, I grabbed some stuff. And guys, Hooked on the Feelings on there. That sounds like...
Play that for me.
I would love to. Listen, guys, it sounds very close to Swede, so check it out. You're not going to believe this. I couldn't believe it. It's great. All right, this is Hooked on the Feeling by Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. Enjoy this one, too.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Thank you for tonight. Thank you for being Bo Donaldson in the Haywoods and making my life so much happier back then with these great songs, and just listening to them now, it just, I can't even tell you. I get music Tourette's. I can't help myself. I just can't. I can't control myself. But, oh, my goodness. Now, who made the choices for the songs you were going to do the covers on?
It's kind of a group effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sit around and toss some ideas around.
Yep. Well, that one sounds real. They all sound great, Bo. Oh, my God. They're all great.
Thank you.
I picked another one that was one of my favorites. And the reason I picked it is because I can understand what you're saying, well, what the band is saying in your version more than I can the original version, which is great. I mean, the lyrics I can understand better in this one. Let's do this one real quick. Wait till you hear this one, guys. You're going to love it. I'm just going to tell you who it's by, and originally done by, was it Jigsaw? Jigsaw, I think.
Yes.
Jigsaw.
This is great.
Yes, it is. That's why I picked it, Bo. Oh, my God. Guys, you're going to enjoy this. I'm not telling you the name of the song, but this is Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. You're going to love it. Love it, love it, love it. Check it out.
Thrown down in a
Yes, great. Oh my God, if I ever saw you in concert, you'd think I was nuts in the audience because I would be like going nuts singing this stuff.
So I have another one for you.
Uh-oh.
That was written by the same guys who wrote Who Do You Think You Are?
Well, I want to say that's on there too. We got that one. Yeah, that's another good one too. And I thought I picked four. I guess I picked five. But listen, guys, on these 70 CDs, you've got You Don't Own Me, Heartbreak Kid, I Go Crazy was fantastic, another great song. My God, I wish I would have picked it. I only picked one sad song. Excuse me, one mellow song, I should say. How Long is another great one. And Give Me Some Lovin' and Rock. I think Rock Me Gently's on there. All this great 70s stuff that I loved. And again, for me personally, Bo, it opened me up to not knowing I had a talent to sing. And then Elvis was in our life, and then Elvis was a big influence too. But these songs of the 70s just turned me on to everything. It's just crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But, oh, my goodness, I hope you come out this way. Oh, you got to let me know. You have to let me know.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, and for the 50th anniversary or birthday of Billy Don't Be a Hero, I mean, my goodness, I would love to have you back if you wouldn't mind joining me.
No,
I would love that.
This is great.
Yes, and well, let's see. You want to do another one or you want to talk a little more?
Yeah.
Again? I'll play them all night. Let's mellow out. This one. Who's doing the vocals on Sky High? On not Sky High. Sad Eyes.
This is all Cal Vincent.
Oh really?
Yeah.
No kidding. Wow, he's great. That's fantastic. Wow, I got to get him. It's so funny because somebody was telling me I should have him on, and I reached out, and then I wind up getting messages and on Facebook in the messenger, and then they fall to the bottom, and then I don't remember who or what, you know, and I feel horrible about it because I don't know who reached out to me, and they're hard to follow up with if you don't delete them, and I don't delete them. But this is Sky High, not Sky High, Sad Eyes. Originally done by Robert John, and this is now Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. You'll enjoy this one. This was another good song, too. All of them are great. Hold on, guys. Oh. My bad. I hit the wrong one.
Yeah.
I hit the wrong one. Sorry. Sad Eyes, everybody. Sad Eyes.
Yeah.
Look at me.
we just don't have good music anymore. I mean, we really don't. I mean, just think, I don't know if it's because we lived it and it feels, it, you know, it was during that time, but I'm telling you, these songs, if they were, if they, if a great producer and DJ got behind those and remixed them with today's sound, they would work. They would work, you know? They're priceless. They just good music is good music. It lives forever. If it's not good, it doesn't.
That is true.
So it's and like these artists today, they're good. Don't get me wrong. But in 40, 50 years, I'm not going to say, oh, who was that that sang that and what was that song? You know, and they're not going to have the following like. Like we have now with the Flower Power tours or anything like that. Yeah, I mean, people, I just caught the Village People Friday night. I mean, that place was packed. That place was packed. You know, we're a little bit older, but you know what? Everybody's loving it. They love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw them open for Cher once.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they were very good. They were, well, Victor was the only original there, but you know, he did a great show. I mean, his voice is as powerful, you know, as it was then, but maybe even stronger, you know. But a great show. But oh man, I don't even know what to ask you because it's just I'm enjoying the opportunity to speak with you. Oh, I did want to ask you about the song "Take Me." Make Me Yours, was that ever released?
Take Me, Make Me Yours. No.
Take Me, Make Me Yours.
No.
Yeah. Why not?
I didn't hear about that.
Well, it's, I looked you up. I wanted to make sure I had something to talk about other than saying how much I love you.
How did you hear about that song?
It's here. It's in your Wikipedia, actually.
We there is almost a whole album that we recorded for ABC before we left.
And you didn't release it?
And they never released it. We have.
Who's got the original
ABC
tape?
ABC has it.
Wow.
ABC has it. In
they
fact,
got the reels.
When they had that fire on their lot. Where they lost all these masters, and I called and talked to them because I thought they lost our masters, and they claim they have it, which I don't know. Because like there is our greatest hits, they keep playing "Keep on Believing in Love." Mm. Originally, Rick sang it, and our producer changed it to Mike. So there's a second version of that. Recorded with Rick on it, which I don't have, and I know they have it in a vault, but there is a song that we did on a Mike Douglas show that we recorded for ABC. There's about, I would say, if not, there's probably at least 6-7 songs we recorded for ABC that never got released.
And what would you have to do to get that? I mean, obviously, they own it at the time because of the contract that you signed. But I mean, if you wanted it now,
I mean, they own. It's like I put a station on Pandora that Bo Donaldson hits, and I was listening to Pandora, and one of my songs came up, and. I went over to my iPhone to see what's going on, and they were playing my ABC song, but they were showing the back of the Capitol album, and that's when I found out that Geffen Records had released the best of the ABC recordings.
Right.
So I didn't even know they released it on Geffen.
Right, right.
And so they own the Capitol album and the ABC album.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and, I mean,
they can't even give it.
They can't even give you a copy. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if you're not going to get the original reels, at least give you, you know, the masters. At least give you a copy.
You would think.
Well, when's the last?
Because you know what, my friend said this. They don't even know what they have. They have no idea what artists they have because I get I'm signed up to this accounting firm, and I'm asking them, like, disputing on what they're paying me on. And so one of the numbers they gave me wasn't even for me. It was for another artist. So and I stopped talking it over with my son, and he said, "Dad, they don't even know what they have." And I think that's the honest truth. They have no idea what they have in their vaults. And they don't even know what artists they have and what songs they have. And especially since the fire. I mean, I doubled it. So it's a big loss.
Hang on, folks, if you can hear me. Bo, are you there?
I'm still here.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. Oh my God. I've done everything possible that I can do to make this work. And I mean, I can't even tell you. I went out of my way like crazy this weekend. I went and I got a new microphone. I went and got an extender for the Wi-Fi. My studio's in the garage, which is connected to the house. So I've never had a problem with Wi-Fi until the last month. I keep getting the last show. That's why I'm doing a part two with my prior guest, because we were literally disconnected in the middle of speaking. It's like unbelievable. I am so sorry. Oh my goodness. Well, we were saying it would be nice if they at least gave you a copy. And I mean,
yes,
God knows what else they have.
I don't think they know what they have, especially since the fire. I don't think they know what they have. And they bought so many companies, they've lost count.
Right. And are they even around anymore, ABC? I mean, as a record label?
No. Everything's owned by UMG, Universal Music Corporation. It's UMG, Universal Music Group.
Yeah. And I'm just curious, when's the last time you reached out to them? I'm wondering if you tried again. I mean, like, hey, give me my stuff, man.
I reached out to them after the fire on the lot. Because,
yeah, that was a while back.
I reached out to them to see if my music burned. Right. And I asked out if they had a copy of that song, Keep On Believing in Love. And they assured me, and I said, well, I'd like to see the copies of my masters. And they said, no, we have them, but they didn't say I could see them. So
that's horrible. That's horrible. That really is. That's horrible.
It is.
Now, you should read your Wikipedia, because it says literally, let's see, in 1975, the band was working on a second album material for ABC, including our last song together, released as a single, and which made the pop chart. And Take Me Yours, which to this day remains unreleased. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah. I can't believe that they would do that. That's crazy. But it's all about the Benji.
Especially
you
that song that's on the you can hear this song if you go on the YouTube and look at the Mike Douglas show. And there's a song that we play on the Mike Douglas show you can see on YouTube that's unreleased.
And that's that one, Take Me, Make Me Yours?
No, it's a different song that Rick's singing. That's unreleased.
Oh wow. Oh my, I'm gonna have to check it out.
The only way you can hear that unreleased song is go to YouTube and look for the Mike Douglas show.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go do that after the show. I'm going to look up Mike Douglas. That was a great show, by the way. I loved the Mike Douglas show. That was great. Axon. I mean, obviously, you guys were on. But that was a great show to watch every day. So, yeah, let's do one more, and then we'll end with the one that did it all for you. This is Who Do You Think You Are by Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, another big one for them. Check it out, folks. You'd love it.
Just that guy who owns
Just a right vibrato to bring me in, boy. I don't know. That's just something about the voice. I don't know. It's just, oh, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. You guys, I am so grateful. Thank you again, Bo. Oh, my God, for hanging out with me tonight. I can't thank you enough. And, guys, if you want a copy of an album, what do you got over there? Albums, 45s, everything, Bo, right?
I do. I got albums, 45s, the CDs, you name it.
T-shirts.
No T-shirts, just records and albums and CDs.
No T-shirts? No. Come on.
I gotta get them made, I know.
Oh, my goodness. Do you want to hire me? We got to get, oh, my goodness. I'll do it for free. I'll do it for free. I'll do it for free.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
I do have to run now, but we'll talk some more later.
Yes. Well, this is Mr. Bo Donaldson, everybody. If you want to get a copy of an autographed album, 45, go to Bo Donaldson in the Haywoods, P.O. Box 3686, Palos Verde, Peninsula, California, 90274. And he's more than happy to send them out. And I'm actually going to order one myself because I have to have it. I just have to. I'm going to put it on my set for when I do my YouTube. I'm going to be sending you something, sir. So,
thanks.
Oh my goodness. Bo, again, a pleasure. You just made a dream come true for me. I mean, I can't even tell you what a thrill this has been for me. Thank you so much. An honor
Thank
and
you,
a privilege,
Joanne.
Sir. An honor and a privilege,
Thank you.
Sir. And we'll close out with Billy Don't Be a Hero, guys. I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to close with it later because I know you have to run. And I can't thank you enough for hanging out with me so long. I appreciate
thank you.
It. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Everybody, check it out. Bo Donaldson has left the building. Bo, thank you so very much. Please stay in touch. I would love to do something, whatever I can do to help you get anything done. I'll help you out.
Thanks.
Everybody, Bo Donaldson from Bo Donaldson in the Haywoods. Thank you so much, sir. Have a wonderful evening. Oh, my goodness. Listen, guys, that for me, that was just magical. We, as kids, would sing these songs from the top of our lungs. And like I said, for me, it kind of made me realize that I could sing. And these songs are just something about that voice. That little hint of vibrato and just holding those notes and so crystal clear and great songs, my goodness. So we will end with Billy Don't Be a Hero. So again, thank you so much to Bo Donaldson from Bo Donaldson in the Haywoods. And we've got coming up on Tuesday the 23rd, comedian, singer, songwriter Mary Messano, Mayor Boom Boom. She's got a huge TikTok following. She's hysterical. She does some political stuff, and it's hysterical. But she's also a singer-songwriter. She's got a movie that's going to be presented at Asbury Park on June 3rd. I think it's for Pride. So we're going to find out more about that on Tuesday, the 23rd at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to join us. And then everybody loves Michelle Palmieri. She's going to be back on the 30th, and she'll be doing some free psychic readings for you guys. And then I'm going to be gone for a little bit, but we will be back, and we're going to have a great time when we get back, folks. So join us again on Tuesday for Marianne Messano, and we're going to talk about her movie that we'll be playing in Asbury Park and play a couple of her songs and just have a great time. Just have a great time. So I thank you again, Mr. Bo Donaldson. You are a treasure to me, and can't thank you enough for hanging out with me tonight. So here we go, folks. The one that really took it over the top. Enjoy. Have a good night. Thank you, Bo Donaldson. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
He died that way. I heard she threw the